reading today. We are still continuing in the book of Luke. We are ending in these three verses. And then next week, we are going in Psalms. The reading today is in Luke 18, just three verses, verses 15 to 18. If you are there, I'll start reading. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me. And do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Let's pray together. Father God, it is pleasing to be closer to you because you are a holy Father. Father, you hate sin, so sin will never encroach near you. So if we get closer to you, Father, we are sanctified too. So Father, open our inner hearts, open our inner ears to hear what comes from your word. Let your Holy Spirit speak through me for your people. Let your word bear fruits in us. Let your word guide us. Let us live the word. Thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The text we have just read this morning in Luke 18, verses 15 to 18, reminds me of my tender age when I was growing up. Some of the events that happened, I remember them vividly in my mind right now, even if you ask me. But some of these events happened 55 years ago, but I remember them very well. Recently, I went out with a colleague in ministry, and we started talking about things that happened when we were very young. And when my colleague had finished narrating his own story, he said to me, "Gilson, it's your turn now. Tell me some of the things that you remember doing when you were young." And I told my audience before me exactly how it happened. I was still young by then, but I remembered everything. Every story that we told each other between my colleague and myself was honestly told with its truth in it. Nothing added on. We were not reading from anywhere, but we told it as it was. What I want to tell you this morning is children are not like adults. They speak the truth. Do you know when a child goes to the police and says, "This has happened," even when you try to prove it, they will listen to the child than you. Because children are always regarded as speaking the truth. Adults, you hear them saying, "This is between you and me." The moment you hear that statement, tell him you're telling fibs. There will be a third person. When you hear that it's between you and me, don't take it to face value. And what about this one? It's private and confidential. Have you heard that one? Children don't have private and confidential because they're always honest and tell the truth. In our text today, I just want to remind you about what Jesus was trying to clear within that community where he was. In my theme today, I've themed it this way: Kingdom requirements, be like a child. Full stop. Nothing else. If you are like a child, children are innocent. Do you agree with me? So, let us be like children. But I'm not saying be children. You are adults, yes. Be like children. This is what we are going to look at together. Task number one. Why were people bringing children and babies to Jesus? Task number two. How do we do it? Task number three. The problem of hindrance. And then task number four will be my conclusion. Great. By now, the ministry of Jesus was growing, intensifying around him. He was also creating enemies because of what he was doing. You remember earlier on I mentioned about who doesn't have enemies. Jesus was having enemies. Even the guardians of the faith, the Pharisees themselves, were not happy with what Jesus was doing. You remember that first miracle Jesus performed of turning water into wine. Even the owners of the wedding said, well, this is the best wine ever. That's miracle number one in John chapter 2. We read again somewhere about Jesus calming the storm in Mark 4. The disciples had Jesus lying on the boat. He was actually, maybe was dozing off on that morning. I don't know. But they woke him up. They say, Jesus, don't you care about us? We're about to perish. How can you perish when God is with you? Jesus is with you. All this, what is happening? Jesus, he invites sinners, he invites tax collectors, and he's eating with them. And the Pharisees still were not happy. Jesus also even told them about money. I remember the story he told about money. He said, you cannot serve two masters. He was comparing money and God. It's either you love the other and hate the other. So the disciples, the Pharisees were not all happy with all those things because they were also lovers of money. Jesus was teaching them. He said to them, you seek the approval of men instead of seeking the approval of God and what your heart is telling you. In chapter 17 of Luke, Jesus had realized that they don't even understand the timing of the coming of the kingdom. They said they thought they were going to see signs of the coming of the kingdom. Jesus said, no, it's not like that. The Pharisees were not happy. Then at this juncture, because Jesus had studied what was happening around the Pharisees and the disciples, there could have been a lot of confusion in there. There's also confusion amongst us today. Though we come to church, we read the Bible, we hear of these events that happened. There's confusion amongst us today. So Jesus sits with his disciples. What does he say? He tells them, unless you are like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. But he's not telling them to be like children, to be children, but to be like children. So that you can enter the kingdom of heaven. Who of you doesn't want to enter the kingdom of heaven this morning? Don't you want to be in the kingdom of heaven? Be like a child. Okay? If you are not like a child, I'm sorry, you will not enter. So task number one before us. We want to find out why were people bringing babies. Luke says babies, but if you go to Mark and Matthew, they say children. They were bringing children to Jesus, bringing babies to Jesus. What was the most important thing that Jesus wanted to do with the children? They say he was putting his hands on them. If it was today, you'll be charged by just laying your hands on someone without asking for them. That's why whenever I pray for someone in the church, I say, please allow me to lay my hands on you. Because the society that we live in has changed. It's no longer the society like the Jesus times. Jesus was laying his hands on these babies and children. One, to bless them. That was very, very important. Blessing of a newly born child was very important. Jesus, when he was born, after 8 days, he was rushed off to the temple to be blessed by Simon. And Simeon said, I've seen the glory of God. I can now come before you. What about the little Samuel? When Hannah had Samuel, what did she do? To the temple to have little Samuel blessed. So that is Point number one, we want our babies and children to be blessed by the Lord. That's why we bring them before. Maybe this could have been a Jewish custom. Why should we do it? We are not Jews, are we? Here is a clue. In the book of Romans, we are told we are grafted. We are grafted. So we are part of the Jewish community. We also need to do that. We also need to encourage others to bring their children to Jesus to be blessed. In the book of Psalm 131, verses 2 and 3, listen to this. It says, instead, I've calmed and quieted myself like a weaned child who no longer cries for its mother's milk. Yes, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope now and always in the Lord. This is why the children were coming to Jesus. This is why we come to Jesus, because in Him we have everything. Who doesn't want their children to be prosperous in life? We all want our children to be prosperous. If you want them to have that prosperity, bring them before Jesus. Amen. That is most important. That is most important. Also, the children were being brought to Jesus to let them know that Jesus welcomes children. They were coming to Jesus to know that Jesus has got a place for them. Not earthly place, but in heaven. Unless you are like a child, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Oh, that's great. Then task number two before us. What is it? Task number two. How do we do it? Reading in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 39. There is a promise there of the Holy Spirit that will come to those who are called by the Lord. The children, they are the ones who receive the Holy Spirit. What is the age of a child? 0 to? Exactly. You are still a child of God. So there's no limit for those who are called by the Lord to receive the Holy Spirit. That's one other thing. The book of Proverbs also tells us about how do you bring up children. You teach them the way they should go and they will never depart from it. Right? Today there are so many rights, equal rights, or even small children, they've got rights. If your children say they don't want to come to church, or your grandchildren, you can't force them. Please be a law-abiding citizen. If your children or grandchildren say they don't want to come to church, you cannot force them. If you force them and they go and report you, I don't want to come and see you behind bars because you don't take my advice. If they say they don't want to come to church, please don't force them. Why am I saying though? Because you should have gone ahead of them. One, bring them for dedication in the church before they now start to reason. They are still babies. They've got no rights. They don't complain. Right? All they know is crying. So if you bring them for dedication before the church, we receive them and put them before the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? When the time comes for them, say, I don't want to go to church with you. Say, okay, that's all right. You can remain indoors. You already know you've gone ahead of them because you've dedicated them before the Lord. Right? So this is how you do it. Jesus says to his disciples, be as shrewd as snakes, as wise as doves. This is what you should do. So that you keep smart from the law. Be wise. Right. And then what do we do next? Sometimes we are caught in catch 22, isn't it? Who of you doesn't have a television at home? Mark, you don't have a television? Only one. But the rest, we've got televisions, right? Who monitors our children when they are watching television? Or our grandchildren? Yeah, but not always, darling. Yes, you do. But how often do we do it? Rarely. We need to guide our children, small children, what they watch on tele. Because there's all sorts now coming on television. What about the gadgets they have? iPad, laptops. Do you monitor where they go? But not all of us, Tony. Few, yes, can do, but some, they just dump them around. I remember there was a clip that came on the internet. This little girl was complaining. What does she say? Mommy, mommy, when I need my mommy, there's always a gadget thrown at me. I need my mommy. Mommy, mommy, where are you? When I want my mommy, mommy's off to work. Work, work, work. I can't have my mommy. So those are some of the complaints that the children bring before us. We might think of the hindrance that the disciples were having. Don't hinder those children to come to Jesus. Yes, we are those disciples right now. Are we monitoring what our children are doing, what our grandchildren are doing? Oh, just say, no, I'm busy. Hey, you can play with your laptop. Those are the hindrance that you don't even realize you are stopping them to come to Jesus. Because they will learn different things there, different from what they learn at Sunday school. And another thing also, parents are no longer taking their responsibility to discipline their children. They either drop them to school, the teacher must do that, or either the Sunday school must do that. We both help each other to get rid of this problem of hindrance in bringing the children to the Lord. Because it's all our task. And one other thing, do you know the best television the children watch? What's the best television they watch? Thank you. Yes, you are the best television the children watch. If you're harassing your wife, your child will learn to be a harassing person. Right? If you are a thief, your child will learn to steal. If you smoke, your child will learn to smoke, but not in your presence. Because you say, don't smoke. But they watch you smoking. Right? You know what children do? During your absence, they pretend or they actually exercise how to roll the cigarette. You are not there, but they're doing it. And when they roll it, they light it in your absence. When you are there, they pretend like they don't smoke. I remember when I was at school, this other young man, he pretended to his parents that he was very good. But what he forgot when he's smoking, your thumb is holding at the back of the filter. The smoke was going on there. That's when his father discovered, my son is already a smoker. Because he said, let me look at your hands. He looked there. He tried to deny it, and the father said, you smoke, son? Tell the truth. Because there was evidence there. Children copy what the parents do. You are the best television your child can watch. So whatever you do, make sure it's not a hindrance for the child to come before the Lord. You are the best television that they watch. So, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is saying to you this morning, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, be like a child. Yes, we can have the disciples who are physically hindering the children to come to the Lord. We are also physically hindering the children because we are no longer monitoring what they do. We're no longer disciplining them. We give an excuse of the law. Oh, I'm not allowed to discipline my children because the law says this. No. Don't get it wrong. The law is against you beating the children. Discipline is fine. You are allowed to discipline the children. Monitor their behavior. You are allowed. If they are misbehaving, you be the first one to go to the police and report them. Report your children to the police. That's your right. Because if you smack them, you'll be behind bars. And I don't come to see people who don't listen to the law who are behind bars. You wrote there, brother. So listen and obey what the law says. Task number four, as we finish, we have done these three tasks together. Why people brought their babies and children to Jesus? They wanted the children to be blessed. How do we bring our children before the Lord? We bring our children before the Lord, starting with the dedication. Next thing, we spoke about Pingu in one of my services. Prayer instructions. Never give up. Amen. Let's say that together. Never give up on prayer. That's task, paramount task to everyone. And then the problem of hindrance. There's also a place for you in heaven. Unless one changes his attitudes to be like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. I like babies. Don't complain like adults. Adults are full of complaints. Even when you do something good for them, they still complain. You do something bad for them, they complain. So what do you want, adults? Be like a child. This world will be a good place to live in. I want to repeat as I finish with Jesus' words. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. Be like a child, Jesus said. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we sing that hymn, be the center of my life. Be the center of my singing. Be the center of my worship. Be the center of my everything. Be the center of teaching me. Be the center of loving me. Be the center of being a good neighbor. Be the center of telling others about Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you for all that you have done in our lives in the past. We are looking in the future to change our attitudes to be like children, to be like babies who don't complain, to be like babies. Their cry is a cry of need. It's not a cry of complaint. It's a cry of need. When children cry, the mothers run around. It's either maybe the pamper needs to be changed, maybe they want milk, or there's some pain somewhere. They just cry, but they don't complain. Lord, you asked us to be like children. You asked us to be like babies. Help us, because this is difficult, as we are adults now. But we want to. The strength comes from your Holy Spirit, who will guide us and help us. Thank you, Lord, for these wiser words. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.